A confidential Kenyan intelligence report has revealed that up to 1,000 Kenyans have been recruited to fight for Russia in the war against Ukraine, exposing what lawmakers describe as a deeply troubling network of rogue officials and human trafficking syndicates. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The report, submitted to Parliament by the National Intelligence Service, says 89 Kenyans were on the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war as of February. At least one Kenyan has been killed, while dozens have returned home wounded or traumatized. Others remain missing. Presenting the findings, Majority Leader Kamani Ichung'wah alleged that recruitment agencies worked in collusion with corrupt airport staff, immigration officials, detectives, anti-narcotics officers and personnel from Kenya's National Employment Authority to facilitate the departures. He further claimed there had been cooperation from individuals at both the Russian embassy in Nairobi and Kenya's mission in Moscow to secure visas. In a statement, the Russian embassy in Nairobi dismissed the accusations as dangerous and misleading, insisting it had not issued visas to Kenyans intending to join what Moscow calls its special military operation in Ukraine, nor encouraged enlistment. While Russia says it does not actively recruit abroad, its laws allow foreigners legally present in the country to volunteer for military service. According to the report, many recruits were lured with promises of lucrative security jobs offering monthly pay of up to 350,000 Kenyan shillings, $2,400, plus large bonuses. Instead, they allegedly received only brief military training before being deployed to combat zones. They are told they will work as guards, only to find themselves in military camps, Ichung'wah told Parliament. After just weeks, sometimes days, of training, they are sent to the front line. The investigation says recruiters initially routed candidates through Nairobi's main airport using tourist visas, often transiting via Turkey or the United Arab Emirates. As scrutiny increased, traffickers reportedly shifted routes through neighboring countries including South Africa and Uganda. Kenya's foreign minister, Musalia Mudavadi, said authorities had shut down more than 600 suspect recruitment agencies and were working with Moscow to curb illegal enlistment. He confirmed that 27 Kenyans have so far been repatriated and are receiving psychological support. The report states that 35 Kenyans are currently in Russian military camps, 39 are injured, and 28 remain unaccounted for. Pressure has mounted on Nairobi to act as more African nationals are reported to have been recruited into Russian forces. Ukrainian officials have warned that foreign fighters on Russia's side will be treated as enemy combatants unless they surrender and be processed as prisoners of war. Investigations are ongoing, with several suspects, including the alleged mastermind, under active scrutiny and further arrests expected. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.